News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We're doing this item before 8 o'clock on a wealth tax and the possibility, the questions over introducing one here. And it's timely because the CSO released figures yesterday and that they're carried in the newspapers today. Significant amount of people in Ireland living in consistent poverty. Almost 20%, they say, are suffering enforced deprivation. And that's classed as people who go without heating. They can't afford a meal with meat in it. They have no warm, waterproof coat. Another 16% of people at risk of falling into this category. Now, you combine those figures from the CSO with an ESRI report last year that said the poverty gap in Ireland, the gap between those that have and those that have not, is worse than comparable EU states, significantly worse, up to 10% worse than it is in comparable EU states. It's an obvious problem that exists according to these figures. And then you've got people, everyone from, you know, the likes of Thomas Piketty, the French economist in that book a couple of years ago that got a huge amount of traction, to Richard Boy Barrett, who's going to be joining us in studio a little bit later this hour, who would agree that the way you close that gap is a wealth tax, essentially a third tax band on people earning over 100,000 euro is the example usually given.
Yeah, I don't agree. Not for ideological reasons, for very, very practical reasons. Yes, the issue of poverty must be addressed. You do not address that by a so-called wealth tax for a number of reasons. One, we're trying to build an environment for enterprise, for innovation, build a knowledge economy, all that kind of stuff. You know, it sounds like jargon, but it actually is quite important. We're trying to attract foreign direct investment here. You don't do that by having a wealth tax. You don't do that by having even higher rates of tax than we have at the moment. The reality is the number of workers that this would actually take in is so small, you would raise very little revenue from it. And the really wealthy, the ones you actually want to target from this, wouldn't pay it anyway because they have very legitimate ways of getting around this. And they would either go elsewhere or they would come up with creative accounting to avoid paying that tax. If you want to increase our tax revenue, and I actually think we should be broadening the tax base. Now, how you do that is not going to be popular because our tax system at the moment is, we have probably the most proportional tax system in Europe at the moment. And the reality is we have a huge number of people who are paying no tax at all. Very low earners who are paying, low earners admittedly, but they're paying no tax. That doesn't happen in any other European country. If you're paying if you're earning 18,000 euros in this country, you pay a quarter of the tax of someone in the UK, a ninth of the tax of somebody in Germany. If you're earning 75,000, that's a lot of people who are listening this morning who are earning that. Not a big wage, a decent wage, but not a big page, big wage. You pay 55 times more tax than somebody earning 18,000. Now, of course, you should pay more tax, but the proportionality has gone out the window. If you want to have more tax revenue, I'm sorry, you're going to have to look at everybody paying something, a small amount.
But they do pay tax. People who are earning nothing they pay the income tax represents about 40% of the exchequer take. VAT and excise represents about 40%. And people in poorer households are paying VAT and excise. And actually, those taxes proportionately hit poorer households much worse because they're spending all of their money on consumables. And that's why a wealth tax, and it doesn't have to be the third tax band, as you said, there's ways out of avoiding that third tax band. It can be a tax on assets if that's how.
We have wealth tax. We have two wealth taxes in this country already. One is a property tax, and secondly is the inheritance tax. Now, what's happening at the moment, there's politicians all across the divide, including, laughably, on the hard left, who want to get rid of the property tax, are diluted, and the inheritance tax. I mean, you every week a statement comes in from somebody saying, we need to increase the amount that is exempt from Farm Inheritance Act. They are two realistic property.
See, you are in favour of a wealth tax.
A wealth tax that works. That's my point. It's not an ideological thing. It's a practical thing. The obvious wealth tax is a property tax. Now, the idea of a wealth tax, increasing income taxes up to 70%, has been discussed in the US by the newly elected Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Should we be considering a similar wealth tax here to close the gap, close economic divisions? Joining us to discuss this Services People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd Barrett and Fine Gael Senator Neil Richmond. Richard, we'll go to you first. Is this something you think the government should be considering?
Without a shadow of a doubt. In fact, we have been arguing with the government since I got into the Dáil in 2011 that we should have a wealth tax. And that's even more relevant now because something that most people wouldn't know and wouldn't feel because it hasn't affected them is that wealth in this country has almost doubled in the last 3 or 4 years. So we've gone from total net household wealth of 400 billion in 2012 to just under 800 billion last year. And the vast, vast majority of that is concentrated in the hands of the top 5 or 10%. So the wealthiest 10% in Irish society own 54% of the wealth. The top 5% own 37% of the wealth. So even if you put a 2% wealth tax on that wealth, excluding the family home, like allowing €1 million for those people each, you'd raise €3 billion in tax each year, and it wouldn't. They wouldn't even feel it, because wealth is okay. is gathering value.
Neil Richmond, it's a win-win. They wouldn't even feel it, and we'd raise. Would you say €2 or €3 billion?
€3 billion. 2%, and that's excluding the family home.
Okay. I think it's very important to we look at what we mean by a wealth tax. Is this a tax on income or is there a tax on asset? And the suggestion by Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez is quite different. It's a tax on income.
Yeah.
So she says that anyone earning over $10 million per annum should pay 60 to 70% tax. She didn't specify because it wasn't a deep policy paper. It was in an interview. So we have to ask ourselves, how many people in Ireland earned over €10 million last year?
Zero, I'm assuming. Yeah.
Zero. So when we talk about her proposal, 70% okay. on earnings
Let's
over 10 million.
Let's talk about Richard's proposal, the wealth tax.
Again, Richard, we need to know where the specifics are going to be. Where is he coming in? Are you bringing this in an income? Are you bringing in an asset? Are you saying that...
Asset.
So asset alone. So what about income? So she's talking about income tax.
We have proposals for income as well. We think there should be additional bans of income taxation for earners in excess of €100,000. So we'd have a few bans.
So €100,000. So you're talking a household of a guard and a secondary school teacher.
No, individuals. So not combined incomes.
So €100,000. So what's the income tax? We bring it up to 42%. It's 40%. We already have the most progressive income tax system here in Europe, as per the OECD. Our issue in Fine Gael is that far too many people go into the higher tax bracket, the 40%, at too low a rate. So if you're earning €33,500 a year, you start paying 40% income tax. What we want to do is lift that so you pay the lower band, so you get to keep a little bit more money at the lower level. So that's relief for those on the lower level. Richard's obsessed with taxing more, and somehow that there's this hidden money out there that will solve all our problems and we tax more.
€3 billion, before I let you back in, €3 billion?
Well, I'd like to see where he's pulling that €3 billion from, and what will the impact of those increases be on the overall economy?
Okay, yeah,
will that reduce the productivity? Will that turn off investment?
Okay, let Richard answer.
First of all our figures are costed and based on the central bank figures on wealth distribution and the Silk report, the CSO Silk report. Which
so when you talk about asset, is it local property tax or
it's
capital
net
gains?
Assets,
or?
But it's net assets. Net assets, which include financial assets and property assets.
So increasing the property tax, even though your party voted to reduce the local property tax.
I know you have to play politics a bit, Neil, but I said...
We are politicians.
But I said very specifically excluding the family home, right? Excluding the family home.
But now I take your point there.
I did, Shane, didn't I? I said excluding the family home.
He actually did say excluding the family home.
So this is about... the top 5%, our tax would affect only the top 85,000 households, which is the top 5% in the country, who between them, just to reiterate, between them have about $300 billion in assets. Extraordinary amount of money, and it has almost doubled in the last 4 or 5 years. And who are those people? Let's just consider for a moment who those people are. They're property owners, okay? They're people who are making an absolute fortune from the current housing crisis. And what Fine Gael policy has done is massively inflated the value of their assets. They are generating enormous income through rents, through property values, and they're not paying enough tax. And that's partly why we've got a housing crisis.
Let Neil come back in.
Okay, well, the market decides the value of assets. assets. But when we look at Richard's proposal, now we've whittled down what sort of wealth tax proposal, I suppose the comparison we can give is in France, where they've had two different models of wealth tax. One they did off income that lasted 2 years, and one this wealth tax on an asset not including the family home. I give them that. That policy has been bandied about France for the last 40 years. It's brought in by a socialist government. It's taken out by a centre-right government. What they found the last time it was brought in and then taken out again by Chirac is the years that it was taken out, they actually brought in more tax than the years that was in. Because if you overtax people, you decrease their desire to develop the economy, to increase productivity. So what we're looking for is, will the tax proposal sounds great, but will it actually bring anything in? Richard, or do we look at our tax system now Richard, and maximise what we can get?
This is about political posturing. It actually doesn't raise the revenue.
It's very interesting, isn't
where
it?
In the
when
world
it comes
it?
To taxing ordinary people, right, as is now being proposed with carbon taxes, with water charges, with bin tax, apparently we can do that, right? But when it comes to taxing the super rich, it's apparently too complicated. It's always too complicated to tax the super rich. I don't accept.
We do tax the super rich.
No, you don't tax the super rich. And I've just pointed out.
We have local property tax. We have income tax. We have higher rates of USC.
Neil, what are you doing about the fact, as borne out in Central Statistic report after report, that the richest 10% in Irish society own an extraordinary 54% of the wealth? That is a gross inequality in the distribution of wealth. Do you intend to do anything at all?
I suppose this comes back to base political ideology. Richard wants to bring about more equality by making more people poor. We want to make more people richer by taking the lower people out of the tax threshold. All you've done is given me 10 minutes of sound bites, to be fair, Richard. We want people paying less tax overall. And we think we're taking in more tax money now than we have in the history of the state. We don't want to constantly burden workers with more and more taxes.
Richard Boybard, very briefly.
So for Neil, there is no inequality.
There is inequality, but we can work by bringing people
out. Where has a wealth tax worked in the world in terms of race?
Well, isn't it interesting that we saw huge numbers of people take to the streets to France because Macron took away the wealth tax. Well, obviously the French people thought the wealth tax was a good idea. That's why they came out on the streets.
No, didn't they vote against it in two elections?
And by the way, 65% of people in Ireland in a poll during the summer said they were in favour of a wealth tax in Ireland.
Okay.
So even on a democratic basis, you might consider it, Neil.
Well, opinion polls aren't democracy, elections are.